All right, we're live on
the Too Much Podcast. Happy summer, everybody.
Summertime
is here.
I showed you the video.
Oh my gosh. Not the video, the vine.
The vine. There's a vine out there. I hope you know it. It goes, summertime. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
And she was going to send it to me because it's my first day of summer.
But I couldn't send it to her because it is my sixth day of summer. Summer has officially started for me. And last night I went to bed without plugging my phone in.
Ooh.
So my phone died through the night.
Party foul.
And I heard Libby rustling around at
6:57.
Oh. And so that's why I woke up and realized, oh, my phone is dead. So I didn't get to send that text first thing in the morning like I wanted. I'm sorry.
Dang. And I didn't even realize when you said something about 6:57 earlier and I didn't connect the dots.
Yeah,
I was
because you were awake.
Sorry.
It's okay.
That was my last morning having to wake up early though because it's officially summer for Libby. Libby is on summer.
That's amazing. It's been summer for me for 6 days.
Wow. That's awesome.
I think I already said that, but
still amazing. We just walked to Stanley's for the first time from our house, and it was a really great experience.
Oh my gosh.
And it's not the last. What?
Guess what? I haven't stopped my Strava.
No, are you kidding me?
I asked you, Libby, to tell me.
Well,
when
I
you
told
stopped your Strava.
What?
And you stopped it without telling me you were stopping it.
I did stop it. I took a picture of you, and you posed for it. So that was on you. I stopped my Strava and you said, wait, hold on. And you posed for the picture as I posted my Strava. So that is on you, honey.
Bruh, can you hear the birds? Like,
yeah, guys,
the birds outside our house are the most boisterous birds I've ever
heard.
And
like, I think we talked about the rooster last time, but like, it is continuing.
He's in full force.
He is in summer mode. And like, summer mode for him is waking up earlier somehow.
The bird in our house said, summertime.
Summertime. I ain't got no Santeria.
I ain't got no crystal ball.
He literally is the originator of that vine. Remedy, how much have we seen each other in the last week?
Libby, once.
Once. This One time at nighttime.
This is the second time.
We've seen each other all week.
The other day, I left camp at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Libby was miraculously awake when I got home.
I was about to turn off my light, but she pulled in and I said, I got to stay up.
And I saw her little lamp on when I pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into her room. It was really sweet.
It was really sweet.
And then we stayed up talking.
Yeah.
And then I went into the bathroom and I saw a little note that Libby
and
left
it was like,
me.
Of course, the one day I leave a note is like the day I like am there when she's reading the note. I'm like,
she was
oh, in
the bathroom, using the bathroom. And I...
Yeah.
Saw the note.
Oh.
She was like, I wasn't supposed to be here.
I left her a little. Did you see the picture I left you?
Yes. And then the next day I came home and there was an extra addition to the note and it was a picture of us.
Because I printed the same picture of us twice on accident for my journal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I'll give this to Remedy. She won't do anything with it, but why not? Why throw it away?
And here's the funny thing. You guys know how much Libby loves her journal.
Mm-hmm.
How much she's talked about her journal on mm-hmm. this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even seen her working on the journal.
What? You've seen it, though. You've seen the updates.
I haven't seen any updates since the last time.
Well, it's the last time. That's so vague.
I saw after San Diego.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I'm just saying it's crazy. Like, I thought living with you was going to mean seeing you work on
my
journal.
Bro, we've lived together for a week. We've lived together
two weeks.
You will see me working
on
the journal.
I've been at camp.
You will see me working on the journal. I worked on it this week. I've been kind of behind with moving, but I got caught up. Not all the way. I need to do like the week that I moved, and I need to do my last week of school, and I need to make my summer bucket list. I made it casually today.
Can you give us a sneak peek?
Yeah. So one of the things.
I'm sad because it's not really going to involve me that much.
Well, some of it will and some of it did. And you marked one off tonight and it was walking to Stanley's. That was one of them.
Good.
Another one is going to the lake. Another one is going to the beach. Some of them are things that I know that I will be doing. But some of them are things that I'm like, okay, these are things I want to do that I like want to for sure do. Like walking to the library, walking to Stanley's. I need to think of like more like niche ones.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to make ones that are are not attainable. You don't
want them to be attainable. I have one for you.
Can what you is add it? It to it? What is it?
Because if it's on your bucket list, I know that I can also get it done.
What is it?
I want to make a necklace.
Great. I want to make...
And I want to do it soon.
I saw a video of this girl making a necklace that was like a... What's that thing you wear around your
neck? Like a...
What's that thing you wear around your neck? I always forget.
A choker?
Not a choker. Not a handkerchief.
Not an ascot. Okay.
Not an ascot.
Then what? If it's not an ascot, it's not
a thing that you wear around your neck and it's like you're like being like, you're having rodeo day and you're wearing it around your neck. What's that called?
Rodeo day. A bandana?
A bandana. You take parts of a bandana and you like twist it together and you make a really cool necklace. Mm. And it looks like a Logan Tay necklace.
I don't know what Logan Tay is.
Oh, you'd love Logan Tay if you knew what it was. Frick, it's good that you don't know. It's good that you don't know what it is.
I don't need to be introduced to something new.
And don't look it up. Don't look it up.
You know I'm going to look it up as soon as this ends.
Maybe we can make a Logan Tay necklace. We can make one. So I've been wanting to make that. So let's make it.
Also, I need to add that name to my baby names list.
Logan Tay? Yeah, that's awesome.
Logan's already on it.
Really?
Yes. So for a girl. Whoa. So adding Tay?
Yeah, Logan Tay is awesome. So anyways, I've never bought anything from them. Ever. It's so expensive. It's like reasonably priced. I mean, like it's reasonably expensive, but...
Have you been seeing those really crazy hats? Uh-uh. I don't know what the brand is, but this really preppy hat going on.
Preppy?
Around. Yes.
No.
Let's not act like we're not preppy in this household.
I'm not wearing preppy hats specifically.
You don't wear hats at all.
Exactly. So I'm not wearing preppy hats.
But if you were a hat wearer, you would wear these hats. What are they? I'm thinking of. I shouldn't have brought it up because I don't have the information to support myself.
I shouldn't brought it up.
I shouldn't brought it up. So if anybody's asking, I'm experiencing major brain rot because I've been at camp for 6 days.
Yeah.
And...
You're not at your highest capacity right now. You're at the lowest, maybe.
Oh, I wouldn't say I'm at the lowest.
But you're like at a low capacity. I know.
A few more weeks, I'll be at my lowest.
I know, but you're like not at your highest.
I'm not at my highest. I've spent the entire week at the pool.
At the bottom of the pool being rescued.
I'm a lifeguard instructor. So I've been training the lifeguards.
So she's tan, baby. She's looking awesome.
I'm tan. I'm tan, baby.
Anyways.
And I genuinely look like a different person. Have I even showed you my flip-flop tan?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
I saw it on our late night excursion.
Okay. But I'm really tan. I'm in camp mode. I still wouldn't even say, though, that I'm in full force camp mode.
Yeah, you're not. You're not. I mean, you just started.
Just started 6 days ago. This week, I've only trained lifeguards.
Yeah.
Next week, we're really getting into the nitty gritty of camp. Mm-hmm. We have one more week of orientation, and then it's camp. Campers are on property. But I'm enjoying my life, loving it so much. Did I tell you, this is so off topic, but I ate a tiny sliver of that key lime pie last night.
You did? Yes. Did you love it?
Libby? That was so freaking good. I cannot believe I've not had that pie yet.
Ellie said last night, she said, Libby, I hate to say this, but this is the best thing you make. And I think she was expecting me to be offended, but I was really like, no, I think that's good because I'm from Florida. I should make a really good key lime pie. I think that's good. But it's my signature dessert.
It was so
good. It's so good.
Good. I wanted to eat the entire
last of it.
Well, I didn't know if you were saving it for
something. No, I'm not saving it for anybody.
Did you take it to school or did you just have it?
No, I made it for Luke and Becca. And then I had extra. So then Ellie and Chastity ate some last night.
Are you going to make another?
I'll make so many this summer.
Oh, praise God.
But you can eat the literal rest of it, I promise.
So good.
Can I tell you about my experience making it?
Yes, please.
So it was my first time baking in this house. So I'm baking it. As I'm baking, it's a graham cracker crust. It's my friend Casey's recipe. She made it at her wedding for all of her guests. So iconic.
Wow.
So then I got the recipe.
You need to do something like that. Bake something for all of your guests.
I know. So awesome. Maybe a key lime pie at this rate. It's my best dessert, apparently.
It is.
So I got the recipe from her, made it in college. Anyways. So I'm making it and I'm making the graham cracker crust. we don't have any cinnamon in this household.
No, I thought about buying cinnamon, you know?
Why do we not have any cinnamon in this
household? It's really pitiful.
And it only requires 1/3 of a teaspoon. So I'm like, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, Luke and Becca won't notice. Like, I won't notice. It'll be fine. So then I keep going. Then I bake the crust. I let it sit for like 2 hours to cool off before I add the rest. I go to add the sweetened condensed milk. No can opener, as you know, Remedy,
oh my because gosh, you opened I
the
know.
Can. So then I try to open the can with the scissors.
That's I'm what I did.
Poking it. And I'm like, I'm going to die. I have to go to Brookshire's to get can opener because it was not opening.
Praise God we have one now.
I know, we have a can opener now and it's blue. It's good. So, you know, I like want everything to be fun.
Yeah.
So I get a blue can opener. I come back and I'm doing it. And then I don't have a zester for the lime because it requires an entire lime worth of zest. And I just have to zest it with a knife. No. I'm hacking away with a knife.
And the thing is, we had 2 zesters at my old house. I don't know why I didn't bring one.
Sick. Which I have to, I just have to buy one. And honestly, like, I might have already like owned one, but I wasn't so sure. So I didn't bring it anyways.
Yeah, that's how it was with me.
Yes. Yeah, so like you should have brought it. Maybe yeah. You should just go back. Anyway, so I'm about to buy one. So I had to hack away at a knife and I'd already been to Brookshire. So I was like, I'm not going back to Brookshire.
No.
So then by the time I finished the pie, it was like, this was crazy, but like I needed to bake something to know what we had and didn't have.
Yeah.
And we also don't have like a full set of teaspoons. So I have to buy that, which is sick also.
Full set of teaspoons.
Like we only have a teaspoon and a tablespoon. That's it. And like, I can't stand by that. Like I have to have the full set.
You need a fourth of a teaspoon. At
a
least.
Fourth at least a half and a fourth.
Yeah.
I have an eighth.
Okay.
I have like remnants of other
anthropology sets. Of a teaspoon is 1/4.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But you don't need to be doing all that
work. I'm
going to
be doing all that work. So, because I'm already doing enough math and it's already enough work when I'm baking. So, yeah. Anyways, so I baked the key lime pie and it was awesome, but it was not my best work because it didn't have as much zest as it should have and it did not have cinnamon in the crust. But, and then Luke did leave it out on the counter. For a, like an hour.
Uh-huh.
And so like it's kind of hard to get up the crust now.
Uh-huh.
But it is amazing. And if you're listening to this, like I will make you some. Because like,
Libby, that's a big promise to make.
If you want me to make you something, I'll make it. I'm on summer, baby. You can pay. I mean, like you can pay for
you
this
can pay
stuff.
For the key lime pie. It will go towards our rent.
Exactly. Please. It'll go towards our podcast.
Fund. Because there's not a single thing in this room, baby.
Exactly. I have been thinking about like how we're gonna decorate this.
It needs to be too much themed, doesn't it?
It does. But like, what does that mean? We'll talk about it.
It'll be so cute.
Okay, Remedy. We need to get to like what we're talking about today, though.
Okay.
So today we are finally talking about summer reading.
Libby's been waiting for this episode to launch since November.
I have been waiting. We're talking about summer reading because I made my annual summer reading sticker chart and Remedy has one. I wonder how many books are going to get on there.
I really hope. I feel discouraged.
Why?
Well, because you already have 3 books on it and I don't have any.
Remedy, in what world would you have 3 books?
I don't have a world.
I was shocked when you even said you wanted me to make you one. And I get why you wanted to be a part of it. But also, it's like, if you get 5 books, you should be incredibly proud of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
You should include all of August on your list. Seriously.
Okay, I will.
Because you're going to go on your trip.
That'll be my summer vacation.
Yes. Like, that's when you're actually going to have, like, the summer reading chart is when you have summer vacation. And you're going to have summer vacation in August.
In August.
So all of August should be your reading chart.
I'll stop at Labor Day.
Yes, that's great. And that's normal.
Okay.
So I have a tradition of making a summer reading sticker chart for my friends. And I made one this year and everyone's is personalized and they make me so happy. And I already have 3 books on there.
And she did an amazing thing. So obviously a lot of our friends live together.
Mm-hmm.
And so mine and Libby's go really well with each mm-hmm. other, like the background design.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of her other friends, she personalized them for like who lives together because she knows they're all going to go on the fridge. And so they all need to look really cute together. She did an amazing thing.
Remy, that's really nice of you to say. Thank you for saying that.
Of course.
Because I feel that way, but I'm glad someone else feels that way too.
Yeah. They have this really, well, does everyone have that really cute flower on?
Everyone has like this pink flower.
Oh, it's so cute.
Abigail thought it was just for Hawaii, but it was just everyone. But the theme is also like green and blue, which felt out of my wheelhouse.
Totally. That's more so mine. That's more so mine.
Yeah. So I felt really like.
I'm rubbing off.
Yeah. I have a list.
Okay.
Of summer book recommendations, Remedy.
Okay.
These recommendations, I told Remedy this. I said, if I could read all of these books for the first time, I would have the perfect summer reading. So obviously there are so many books I'm not including.
Yeah.
But I really thought, I can't say I prayed. I didn't really talk to God about this list. That would be crazy. But I don't want to falsely advertise this.
Huh. You could.
I could pray about it.
If you wanted to talk to God about what books
he would care.
Next, he would care.
He would absolutely care.
Let's not forget that.
I didn't. Like, I don't want, like, anyone to think
that. For sure. You don't want to be blaspheming.
Like, I didn't actually talk to God about this. So, anyways, I have a list of 10 books. Okay, Remedy.
Okay.
And I, like, if you haven't read some of these, I do want you to read them.
Do you own them?
Not every single one of them.
Okay, well, I'm going to say I have permission to buy my Kindle now.
Yes.
Because I met my yearly book
goal. Which is so amazing.
In April.
Yeah.
So I told myself, like, once I meet my book goal for the year, I can buy my Kindle.
Yeah.
And I met it in April.
You're so awesome.
So I don't know if I'm going to buy it anytime soon because I just don't know if I'm going
Maybe to. Maybe before your August trip.
Maybe before my August trip.
Yeah.
Which isn't planned yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so anyways, you own some of them. I could get some of them from the library or maybe from my
Some of them are better Kimble. Audiobooks too.
I got it a Kimble.
Kimble. Isn't that the name of the like the toy shop in Elf? Gimbles?
Maybe, but I said Kimble.
Kimble. Kristen Kimble. Wasn't that her maiden name?
Kimmel.
This is so like convoluted right now.
Anyways, now I'm really feeling like we need to figure out what the toy shop in Elf was. Was it Gimbles?
I think it's Gimbles. I do. Also, Luke Cummings did in fact.
Oh God!
Fact check me and say that Books A Million is still a thing.
It still exists.
Which it was. I mean, like most episodes we make a mistake. Send it out and someone texts us and says that's not right. And so like we are aware that like we're gonna make mistakes, guys.
Everybody makes mistakes.
And I still, like, I'm kind of like, Luke, like, where's a Books A Million?
I've never seen a Books A Million.
Me neither.
You've seen one.
But it closed.
You saw one enough to know that it closed. Exactly. I don't know if I've seen one.
Ever.
Was it in DFW? For all the DFW listeners out there, write in. Let us know if you remember
and Luke, Books A Million. Tell us where the one is.
Give us the books, Libby.
Okay, oh my gosh. Okay, and like also for my friends who have read most of these books, I'm sorry. And if you want more niche books recommendations, like I will give you them.
She can give them to you offline.
But these are like the most obvious recommendations to me. Okay?
Okay, do you think I've read any of them? No. I know what's going to be a no.
Maybe.
Let's see.
Okay.
What's number? Ooh, start with number 10. Start with number 10.
Okay. I have broken them into four categories. Okay. So number 10 is my nonfiction category.
Okay.
Which is Ordinary Time by Annie B. Jones, which is our book club book.
Okay. I do need to read that.
So Annie B. Jones is the owner of a bookstore called The Bookshelf, Addie Gaines. And I love her.
Shout out
to Addie Gaines. And we are a huge supporter of her. She has a podcast called From the Front Porch, and it is my favorite podcast. It's the only podcast I listened to before we started this podcast.
Anyways. Do you like it better than our own?
No, obviously not. It's very different. But anyways, love her. Love that podcast. So she wrote a book, and it's basically a memoir, but it's all essays, and I don't normally like essays and people because people will be like, you can pick it up and put it down. I don't want to pick up and put down
a book that you can get through.
I want a book that I can mark off on Goodreads. I don't want to pick it up and put it down or else I'm never going to finish it.
Well, was that book House on Mango Street that you had me read? Those were essays.
Yeah. But like you could read it all in one.
Yeah.
I listened to this book because I bought it from her bookstore. And then it came with a free audiobook from Libro FM, which is like basically Audible, but for like independent bookstores. And she read it. So I really loved it. It's basically about her talking about like staying in her small, like adjacent hometown or hometown adjacent place, whatever. And I love it. And I brought it up to my book club and it is our book club book. So Remedy is supposed to read it at some point.
Did we schedule
it? I think you should. We have not scheduled it, but I think that you should listen to it.
That'll be best for me.
Yes. I think that it's a really good audiobook and I really like, I feel like it's a really sweet book to read in a time of transition, but also in a time of like, I've lived in the same place for 7 years and I'm content, but people are moving and people's lives are changing. And like, is that okay?
And mine is the same.
Exactly. And like, it is really like comforting. I think you're really going to love it.
Okay, good.
So that's number 10.
What, I'm excited to read it.
What? Okay. I have rom-coms, thrillers, and contemporary fiction. Which one do you want to hear first?
Ooh. Okay. I'm most likely to read thrillers.
You are.
So let's save that for last.
Okay, great.
I'm second most likely to read rom-coms.
Yeah.
Rom-coms. So let's save that for second to last. What's the last category? Contemporary what?
Fiction.
What does that mean?
And like, I don't really know. It means like books that aren't necessarily literary fiction. More, not light. They're not light.
They're a little bit heavier.
They're a little bit heavier. They have heavier topics. Contemporary fiction is like, I would say that like Daisy Jones and the Six is contemporary fiction.
And which we all know how I feel.
But like,
well, someone brought that up to me this week. One of my staffers, they were like, have you read Daisy Jones and the Six?
Oh no. And you're like, yes, I have.
And I was like, yeah. And I'm actually not willing to get into my entire life story with you right now.
Oh no. Oh no, no, no. So, and like, I could be saying that right now. And like, this is my overarching theme of these three, literally just three books, you guys. And you might disagree with me, but that was my best way to like,
I want
to
categorize them.
Okay. So my first book in contemporary fiction is called Florence Adler Swims Forever. And it's by Rachel Beanland.
Beanland. I've never heard
Land
of this
Beans.
Book.
Okay, so I used to own it and I lend it to someone. If you have this book and you borrowed it,
bring it back.
Please give it back because I'm really sad that I don't own it anymore. Like for real.
Who do you think it is?
I have no clue or else I'd have it. I'd track it down. So this book is about, so okay. This whole list, I specifically picked books that feel so summery. Like they feel like summer in a book.
I love summer.
Okay.
Summertime.
Yes. Summertime. I ain't got no crystal ball. Anyway, so that's what this book feels like. This is a book that is told from multiple perspectives. Every different chapter is a different member of this family or like this group of people.
Okay.
And this girl drowns in the ocean.
No,
she has.
I just told you at dinner. Libby, I just told you at dinner. That's my biggest fear.
But we already know you trained a whole group of people to save you from your worst fear this week. So you're fine.
Okay.
So this girl is like, again, I read this book probably 4 years ago. But it has stuck with me, which is telling. But this girl is like going to swim across like the English Channel, I think. And like she dies. And like it's not a spoiler because it happens in the first chapter.
Okay.
And then it's told from different family members' perspectives. Every different chapter, it's like one section is like every family member. The next section is like them all again. And it's like their lives after the fact because she has a sister who's about to give birth. And they don't want to tell this sister that her sister died.
What?
Because she's already lost a child.
So it's a family drama.
So it's a family drama, which I love. I eat it up. And it's so summery, but it's not like obviously summery. Like it's not like summery in the sense of like, I feel like most times people are like summer books are rom-coms, but it's like there's other books that also are summery.
What's it called again?
Florence Adler Swims Forever.
Oh my God.
It is awesome.
That feels deep.
I want to read it again this summer, but again, I don't have it anymore. I don't own it anymore.
Give it back.
Give it back, please, if you have it.
For whoever you are, for real. Like, I'm not messing around right now.
Give it back. Thank you,
Give
Remedy.
Give it back to my friend Libby.
Thank you, Remedy. Like, I've never felt so, like, supported. Stood up. Yeah. Okay.
Stood up.
Stood up for by you. Book number two in contemporary fiction is Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
I've been wanting to read it.
Yes. It's really, really good.
I can't believe. Okay. I'm going to share an insecurity.
Oh.
I feel insecure that I haven't read books like Malibu Rising and other books like it.
I don't think you should feel insecure because it's like, yes, it's popular, but it is also kind of niche. So I think it's super okay that you haven't read it yet.
Can you make me a list of all the books that are like really popular that like I should read?
Well, what am I doing right now?
But like even the ones outside of summer.
Summer, yes, yeah. I will. I don't own this one. I should. I don't. It is also a good audiobook because all of Taylor Jenkins Reid's books are narrated by Julia Whalen, who is a really great audiobook narrator. She will come up later.
I want to be that.
You know? I know you do. I know you do. She is. She should be your aspiration.
One day, two young girls in their 20s are going to say, and this is a great book because it's narrated
by Remedy Applegate.
By Remedy Applegate.
Okay. That's so awesome. It's really powerful.
It's incredibly self-centered. Let's cut that out.
I don't know. We'll see.
Libby's editing, so she gets to choose.
She gets to choose. Malibu Rising is about a family. I don't really know how else to describe it. They're kind of surfers. There is some grief involved, and there is some like sibling dynamic involved. And it is kind of like there's one event, like there's one like house party vibe that happens and the whole book kind of like surrounds it, but also like goes back and forth.
And you know how I feel about a house party.
I know you love a house party. So I really do think you'd like it. And like it feels, it's contemporary fiction because it is not a thriller. It is not a rom-com, but it is just like a story of this family. But it feels so summery because it's set in California and it's like surfers.
I'm going to read it.
You would really enjoy it.
Okay.
My third contemporary fiction book is one that I just read. Pretty much every single book on this list I have read over a year ago or if not longer.
Okay.
This book I finished 2 days ago. It's called 3 Days in June and it's by Anne Tyler.
Okay.
It's very, very short. I listened to it. It was like a 4-hour audiobook.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
It's about this woman and her ex-husband and their daughter is getting married. And it's basically like the 3 days of her wedding.
Ooh.
It's her kind of like leaving her job and then like maybe like reconsidering her ex-husband and like her daughter's getting married.
I like that.
And like she's getting married in her 30s, which I also kind of like love. Anyways, it was a great audiobook and I feel like it's a good, like I feel like often in the summer I do want like kind of a palate cleanser in between all of the other like
totally
very like specific summer books that I'm reading, and I feel like these are good palate cleansers.
Okay.
Those are my contemporary fiction.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many books do you think you're going to read this summer?
On the summer reading chart.
Let's not forget, Libby's a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And she is having a job this summer.
Uh-huh.
But it's remote.
Yeah. And it's part-time.
Okay.
So I've never been this behind on my reading goal for the year on Goodreads. Ever. I'm 7 books behind.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to meet my goal. And that's okay. The summer reading chart has 20 books, so I hope to read 20 books.
Okay.
Which
will that get you on track?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, but to be honest, I don't know. And I honestly, like, it's okay if not. I have been in a book slump for months, so I'm hopeful to get back into it. I just started reading a book that I won't bring up because then it'll get confused in the book guide, but I think it'll be a good summer book, so maybe I'll bring it up later.
Okay.
Those are my contemporary fiction books, Remedy.
I love.
You want to hear thrillers next?
No, I
want to hear rom-coms
last.
Next.
I want to hear rom-coms next.
Okay. So this section was hard for me because it feels like it could be endless. Like,
for sure.
Genuinely, if you want more rom-com recommendations, if you want any more book recommendations, just DM us or DM me. And like, seriously, like, this is a passion of my life.
It is. Don't be afraid. Even if you don't know Libby and you only know me, message Libby.
Message me and just message too much and I'll look at it and I'll respond.
Yeah, message too much.
Faith Shinsky texted me about a book that I recommend. She texted me about We Were Liars and she was like, okay. The ending was crazy.
So crazy.
And she was like, what should I read next? And I sent her like 3 recommendations. And I eat that up.
Yeah.
I love recommending books to people. So please ask me. Okay. So rom-coms. First, I'm going to say is called The Summer of Broken Rules. It's by K.L. Walther. So this is a book. It's a young adult rom-com.
Okay.
Very light, very clean, like very just love. Like sweetie. I read it on a lake weekend. Love. It was perfect. So like if you're going to the beach, if you're going to the lake, if you're going on a short trip, perfect. Like takes you back to being in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Which those were the days. We all know that like if I'm going to recommend anything, like it's going to be the Summer I Turned Pretty series.
Yeah.
And like if you haven't read The Summer I Turned Pretty series, like you should not even be venturing into any of these books that I'm recommending. Like
read that
you
first.
Need to read that first.
It's so good.
Like that is priority number one for you. Okay.
I read The Summer I Turned Pretty probably 4 summers ago.
Yeah.
And I thought that I read them so fast. Like I read all 3 books in maybe 2 days.
Yeah.
On the beach. And I thought that was going to transition me into a reader. Uh-huh. Like that's how good they were. Yeah. I was like, oh, is this what reading is like?
Totally.
It didn't.
It
took a little bit of
the selection series did though.
The selection kind of. Series did put me over.
Which the selection series and The Summer I Turned Pretty were like my high school books.
Okay. Amazing.
Which like both of those are so amazing.
There's
so
a gnat flying in this room.
I know there's a gnat. There's bugs in our house.
Please don't say that to the public.
Sorry, but there are.
The other day I was in the shower, a giant, giant cockroach thing.
Thing.
I open my eyes. I look down. What do I see? Giant cockroach. I freak out, but I'm just like, I'm not going to deal with it. I stand on the edge of the shower. I wish you could all experience our shower.
I know. I wish you could too.
I stand on the edge of my shower and I'm like, it's fine. I close my eyes. Apparently, I take a risk and close my eyes.
Why?
To get the shampoo out of my hair. Apparently, it sees me close my eyes. Sees my eyelashes flutter down.
No!
It touches, it crawls to me. It touches my foot.
Shut up.
That's when I scream and absolutely lose it. Knock down everything in our shower.
I heard,
jump out of the shower. Wrap myself up in my towel. Walk out of the bathroom and say, Libby, I need you to handle this for me.
And that's something about me. I'm not afraid of bugs.
Libby, I didn't really know that about you.
I'm not afraid of bugs. I mean, I don't want them to be in my bed. I don't want 100%. Them to sting me.
100%.
But I'm not afraid. If there's a bug on the floor, I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm just going to stomp on it.
Stomp on it. Stomp yeah. on it. Which I could have done with that cockroach.
But you were barefoot, honey.
I
like,
was barefoot.
You
I
had
was in
no
a towel.
Business.
I was vulnerable.
You were so vulnerable and like I would have been the same boat. I don't think I would have made you come in to kill it, but I also would have screamed.
And so. Lib, I walk out and Libby goes, you need me to come in and kill it, honey? And I'm like, yes, please. And she did amazing.
I did.
So yeah, we have bugs in our house.
But it's an old house. It's charming. It's super charming. Okay. So that's the first rom-com. And like that does like if you like know me, you're probably gonna be like that feels random, but it's not. Okay. It's not.
Okay.
Number two that I'm going to say is Thank You for Listening by Julia Whalen. Did I already mention this on the podcast?
I don't
know if I did. And if I did, well, then it's that awesome. It is an audiobook. It is such a good audiobook.
Only
it's amazing.
An audiobook?
No, it's a real book. But yes. Julia Whalen is the one who narrates the Taylor Jenkins Reid books. She's the one.
Okay.
I said I would come back to her. She is an audiobook narrator. She's an audiobook narrator who then wrote a book, a rom-com about an audiobook narrator. It's incredibly
what?
Meta.
That's incredibly dystopian.
Meta. Incredibly. No, I don't know if dystopian's the best
You're right. It's not dystopian. But I said that because I didn't know what you meant by meta.
Shut up.
What do you mean by meta?
Meta is like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's
like
an audiobook narrator or writing a book about an audiobook narrator falling in love with an audiobook narrator.
That's
and like she narrates the audiobook.
That's Interception.
Intersection.
Interstellar. What's that
book? Interstellar.
What's that? Inception.
Inception is not a book.
A movie.
But Inception. Yeah, sure. Inception is incredibly meta. Yes, it's like multiple layers.
Multiverse.
No, it's not multiverse, honey. Okay.
Move on.
Okay, so it's very good. I would highly recommend it as an audiobook.
Okay.
Three, this is the queen. If you,
so technically it's one in rom-com, number one in rom-com.
Number one in rom-coms. If you don't take any of my other recommendations, like, this is the one you have to read, guys.
I'm scared.
It's Nora Goes Off Script, and it's by Annabelle Monaghan.
I've heard of it.
And anything by Annabelle Monaghan, I will support. I've only read two of her books. I also read Summer Romance. I literally read it in February.
Oh my gosh, she didn't stop talking about Summer. She's talked about Summer Romance on this pod.
Because I read it over Valentine's weekend at the lake. I adore her. I don't need any other rom-coms in my life other than Annabelle Monaghan, because it's not like spicy. It's precious and sweet, but deep and good, and I love her. So if you're going to the beach this summer, if you're going to like, if you're going on a trip, this is the book for you. Okay,
what's it called again?
Nora Goes Off Script.
Nora Goes Off Script.
Good news for you, Remedy. I own it.
Do you own the Malibu Rising?
No, I don't.
You said you wanted to, but you
I don't. Own a two books on this list. Three books on this list.
That's okay. I can get
3 out of 10. Okay. Last section is, drum roll please.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thrillers. Okay. Thrillers also, I feel like, are a very good summer book because it's like, it's summer. I don't know. There's something about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You are falling asleep. Okay. Thrillers. Number one that I'm going to say is Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty.
I've heard of this book.
It is a show.
Maybe that's where I've heard of it.
And the show is incredibly inappropriate.
Incredibly. Okay, I so cannot, I won't watch.
I cannot say go watch the show.
Okay.
I can't say that. Okay. The book was so good that there was a point when I was in the car and I had been reading the book and I literally was at a stoplight and I opened the book to continue to read it because I was so invested in what was going on.
I love that.
It is like, it's not necessarily a thriller, but you're like waiting to find out what happens next.
Yeah.
And that's why I would recommend it as like in the thriller category. And it's good for summer because it's not super heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she deals with heavy topics, but she deals with them really well.
Amazing.
Okay. Next book
is, she's gone
is,
to counseling.
Yes. Maybe. Next book is The God of the Woods by Liz Moore.
I've been hearing about this a lot recently.
Yes. It was like a huge book of the summer last summer. I do own it. I own a signed copy.
I wouldn't expect it to be a summer book. From the title, it feels heavy.
It is heavy, but it is set at a summer camp.
Oh?
So I read it.
I love summer camp.
Yeah. So I read it in July, but it's like a summer camp, like Parent Trap summer camp vibe. Amazing. Like in the mountains. I read it in July. I bought it randomly at a bookstore in New York last summer, signed copy. And like it turned out to be like a hugely popular book and I hadn't heard about it yet, which was kind of crazy.
Okay.
And so it's really fun that I own a signed copy. I feel like I like it as a thriller because it's more character driven.
Some like people,
I love character like driven. Yes. Yeah, so some people have read it. A lot of my friends have read it and said they liked it, but they were like, I see why Libby loves it so much.
Yeah.
Because it's very character driven. There is a thriller mystery aspect, but it is mostly like you're like understanding more about the family.
Okay.
And the characters.
Love that.
But I think it's a great summer book because it's set at a summer camp. So it's like not a beachy vibe, but it's a summer camp
vibe.
It's
perfect for me in the summer.
It is.
Okay.
I don't know. I hope you like it.
Me too.
But I own it, so.
Okay, great.
Okay. So the last book I have is The Perfect Guest by Emma Rouse.
I've heard of her.
It is a book that I at one point owned. I don't own anymore because it was lent to someone and never given back. So.
And again, we say if you have Libby's book, give it back. We're not messing around anymore. When someone gives you a book, it's for you to borrow. It's not yours. So give it back, Remedy, you sneaky little rat.
Remedy is like bullying people for me. She's like standing up for me at the playground.
Meanwhile, I've had people's books for years.
Okay, so The Perfect Guest, I have read it. I read it so many years ago that I couldn't even tell you what it's about. Anything by Emma Rouse. I think I recommended the Au Pair.
You have. Au Pair. You did on the other book.
This is her. Yes, this is her other book.
And that's how I've heard her name.
Yes, yes, yes. It's an awesome book. Great for the summer. Period. So that's it.
Doesn't remember what it's about.
I hate that I just said period.
Period.
But that is what I meant. Like, I meant like end of sentence. I should just said end of sentence.
Exactly.
Like, that's all I have to say. So those are my 10 book recommendations for the summer, you guys. Again, if you have questions about them, please ask me.
Okay.
If you want more recommendations, if you say, Libby, I've read all these books, please give me more. I really can. And maybe even books that I haven't read yet. But these are like, if I could experience every single one of these books for the first time this summer, like, I would have the best summer of reading ever.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I know it is. So, and I've been waiting for this episode forever. I love talking about books. I love talking about summer reading.
Okay. Off of your list, I feel like maybe this summer I should try to read. And being realistic with myself, knowing my summer schedule.
I'm going to be proud of you for any book you read this summer.
I feel like I should try to read Malibu Rising.
Yes.
And I feel like I should try to read God of the Woods.
Okay.
Those feel like the two that stood out to me the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I have time for others, maybe I'll read others. But I also do think I might try to read the Chronicles of Narnia series.
Yeah. Which I own that.
Yeah. And I've read the first three maybe. So it'll be easy to get through those again, maybe.
Malibu Rising is at the library, I'm pretty sure. So I feel like that could be a fun library book.
Great.
Which, walking to the library is on my summer bucket list.
So we'll do that.
So,
we just done. Tried right now, potentially, after Stanley's, and...
She said, I need to go pick up Chronicles of Narnia. I was like, I own it, let's go home.
And I said, okay.
Okay.
Stanley's is a 15-minute walk from us.
It is too close for comfort. Like... I'm so thankful. I can't even express how thankful I am. Can't I love it.
Express it.
There was a concert going on, you guys.
And if we didn't leave by 7, we would have had to pay
$30. Apparently it was a big concert, too.
Yeah, apparently it was the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my gosh. No, like, honestly, at this rate, like, Joe would show up.
He would.
He's everywhere.
Like, he'd be like, I come to Stanley's every week.
No, he's freaking everywhere, and I love him for it.
Do you think one of us will marry Joe Jonas?
No, but I don't know. I think the chances of one of us meeting him in our lifetime
is high.
It's not low.
It's medium.
It's medium.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Something else really funny that's been happening in mine and Libby's lives
is
that she has been on... sending me TikToks.
Yes.
Like our normally scheduled program is that we send each other TikToks.
Yeah.
I deleted my Instagram app. I've been getting on browser every now and again. And I have TikTok, but I just don't really have enough energy at the day to get on it. But recently I've gotten on and I spend like maybe 10 minutes on it. But at this point I have like 20 videos from Libby to watch that she sent me. And I'm just like, I'm not going to watch them. No offense. Like, I'm just going to scroll through my own for you page. I've been scrolling through. I've sent Libby multiple videos.
That I have, like, I literally could scroll up two videos and I just sent the same exact video to her.
Which is really amazing.
I'm like, Remy, I sent this to you. But then I'm like, hey, great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike.
Like, I'm glad the same video is finding you and you're thinking of me because I thought of you.
Exactly.
So honestly, I take no offense. I'm honored.
It gives reassurance to our friendship.
It does. It does. We're on the same page.
On the same page.
Same page. Anyways, I'm going to make more key lime pie, you guys. If you want some, if you want the recipe, let me know. If you want more books, let me know.
Is there any more in the fridge?
Yeah, I think there's. I mean, you know more than me. You saw it last.
You didn't eat any today.
No, none today.
Okay, I need to eat a sliver.
Okay!
And then are we going to go to True Vibes?
I think we should.
Okay, we're going to continue our night.
Okay. This is what happens when me and Remedy finally have time together after weeks.
Next episode, I'll update you if I've read any of these books or tried to. I most likely will not.
I don't think you will, but like I will be so proud of you if you have. But like you're about to have a really crazy 2 weeks, so that's okay.
Let me ask you this.
What?
I'm currently reading... 3 books.
Oh.
Do you think I should... 2 of the books I've already read.
No! Get rid of them.
You think I should stop reading them?
Yes, bro.
I'm not feeling drawn to them anymore like I was.
I think that you should be reading books that you're excited about to add to your summer reading chart.
Okay. And I think that is the 2 we just mentioned in Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, that's great.
So I should ditch the others.
Ditch them.
Ditch those girls.
Ditch those girls.
Okay. Well, we hope you guys read. Ooh, add us both on Goodreads.
What?
If you have Goodreads.
Literally add us.
Add okay. us both.
What's my name on here?
Probably.
Libby Pittman.
Libby Pittman. Let's see what mine is.
I freaking love Goodreads.
Okay, and I am Remedy Applegate.
Amazing. So if you had trouble finding us before, it's not trouble now.
No excuse anymore.
Okay. Love you guys this so much.
Been a little bit too much.
Thankful that you guys are too much and that you love us even though we're too much.
Yeah, for real.